Welcome to the new Cyber Frontier, bringing you the latest news on the local Colorado economy and initiatives that focus on the development of cybersecurity economics. You don't have to be a computer or cybersecurity expert to get plugged in. Your host, Chris Gorog, brings it straightforward, asks the tough questions, and brings the cyber world to a level of understanding for everyone. Chris is personable and opens up with our guests on the issues we all would like to see addressed. You can find us on the web at www.newcyberfrontier.com. Now join our host as he introduces the topic for today's New Cyber Frontier.
Welcome back to the New Cyber Frontier. My name is Sean Marie. I'll be your host for this session. We're going to welcome to the studio a special guest, Sarab Gupta. Sarab is the founder and CEO at Gyanai Cybersecurity Consulting and Managed Security Service Provider for small business and nonprofits based out of Denver, Colorado. Sarab, welcome.
Thank you, Sean. Thanks for having me on the show. Really excited.
We're excited to have you. You know, you're up in Denver. We're down here in Colorado Springs. But, you know, there's a relationship between small businesses and cybersecurity. Before we even get into any of that, we'd love to know, you know, that's a very interesting company name. Who are you? What's your background? And you know, what is it about your company? Where'd you get this unique name?
Sean, thanks for those questions. It's always exciting to talk about our company. Personally, myself, I've been in Denver or Denver native for about 19 years. I came to go to grad school here in Denver at the University of Denver. Did my master's in IT. Right away started working for a private foundation in Denver. And that kind of gave me the idea while I was working there that there was a need in the market, underserved need for nonprofits and foundations not having enough IT support and resources. So that kind of led to the birth of the company. The name of the company, Gyanai, is kind of play on the word knowledge. The Sanskrit word for knowledge is Gyan. So, you know, it was Gyan and I to kind of combine to, you know, make the name
very
up.
Very interesting.
And, you know, that's the idea also that we kind of live by within the company is sharing the knowledge that we've gained over years of our work and experience and taking it to a market that we feel is still very underserved. With our cybersecurity offerings, we want to go and address the space that typically isn't resourced or equipped to deal with cyber challenges. And our hope is that we can be that resource for this space.
It's interesting when you talk about nonprofits. A lot of nonprofits are contributing somewhere in some ecosystem. And a lot of their resources are, they're counting on, you know, everything from grants that they might be writing to contributors or sponsors or some type of element that's contributing back. And so when you look at a nonprofit, how they develop a business plan, because they're still a business, right? And they look at what is the organizational strategy for this nonprofit, for this nonprofit business, and what is the contribution back out to the ecosystem? And then, okay, well, we have a limited budget, just like any other business, and so we take care of those things like marketing and business plans and maybe continuity of operations, probably lower down on the totem pole. Cybersecurity is certainly not there. How do you get there for a nonprofit?
Very interesting challenge that they have just by the nature of their being. If you think about it, right, they're all nonprofits. Everything that they deal with is public record. Sure. And if you think about it, that makes them a really good target for the threat actors. So the fact that all their financials, all the information is available publicly, anybody can target them with really good information and go after them. Nonprofits also deal with a lot of financial information from their donors, so they have compliance challenges to meet with. Sure. PCI, and now we know the Colorado Privacy Act has become very mature. That's kind of coming down the pipeline. And be thinking about nonprofits, to your point, Sean, that they are a business. They need to be thinking about their resources, their source of funding, and be thinking about continuity as well, because if they're not efficient and they're not healthy, then they're not able to contribute productively back to the economy and the environment.
You know, in cybersecurity is one of those things that we talk about, is it's a cost of doing business. It's like buying paper towels and toilet paper for the bathroom, right? You know, it's a business expense. And so there's a strategy associated with protecting those resources that provide a capability for that nonprofit to be successful and contribute to its demographic. It's a compelling conversation. We're going to come back to that right after this message.
Cyber Resilience Institute helps build strong cyber communities designed to prevent members from attack. Like building a neighborhood watch, it takes coordination and a sharing community to protect our identities and valuables in the virtual world. Typically, we hear that organizations know they need to do something to protect their cyber assets, but don't know where to begin. Let Cyber Resilience Institute help your community create an action plan. Cyber Resilience Institute will build your community or business marketplace so that it is designed to support a collective cyber defense. Contact them for more information at cyberresilienceinstitute.org.
Welcome back to the New Cyber Frontier. My name is Sean Murray. I'm the host of this edition of the New Cyber Frontier, our podcast. We have a very special guest. We have Sarb Gupta. Sarb was explaining to us, you know, the challenges with nonprofits. You know, it is a business. You know, you came here almost 20 years ago and you graduated from a degree program and you became passionate in working with these organizations. And now you're not just a cybersecurity company, but you're also an MSSP, a managed security services provider. So if you were to explain in your terms, what is an MSSP? Because a lot of people hear, oh, I'm an MSSP. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Sean, a great question. I think you bring up a very interesting nuance that, you know, in the MSSP space as we live in, and what is it that we're trying to address? What is the biggest gap that we see with our potential clients as well as our existing clients is? We've been kind of on this exercise for the last 12 months where we're really trying to hone down what is the critical need and the gap within these organizations. And our realization, especially in the nonprofit and the foundation world, has been that one of the key criteria for these organizations to qualify for cyber insurance, they need to have certain capabilities in place. So if you think about it from a risk, governance, and a compliance standpoint, there are certain security services that an organization needs to have in place to qualify to be committing to, hey, we're doing best, you know, we're doing our due diligence, we're managing best practices, and we're eligible for these coverages. So we kind of took these requirements, standardized it out, you know, checked in with our clients, and came up with these offerings to kind of cover that gap. So if you think about it, the way we've kind of broken down our services is the first component is manage threat intel and monitoring. Any organization needs to know what their surface looks like. They need to know what they need to protect, and they need to have a good pulse on their environment. It's, again, one of the number one requirements for compliance purposes. Second component is around vulnerability scanning. Knowing what your environment looks like from a vulnerability standpoint when it comes to patching and different other exposures that your environment might have, vulnerability scanning kind of gives you that capability. So those are the two pieces that kind of focus around the services piece. And then we have a consulting piece where we help organizations manage their cyber risk in a holistic way.
So when you talk about the first piece, the vulnerability scanning, so I'm assuming like network discovery, what is on your network? You may not even know, right? And so then whatever is on your network, so we're talking about software, firmware, hardware, those vulnerabilities the organization may not know, especially if they don't have some cyber security patching or a sysadmin or, or some type of, you know, person that's taking care of this. So you come in, you pinpoint the vulnerabilities based on what they know that they have. It may be more, because they may have more than what they think they do. And then, so then they can take that information that you provide them, because we got to translate it into business language. It's risk. And then how does that organization take that information and better understand how to incorporate it, that into their business so they can reduce that risk? And that's where, as an MSSP, I'm assuming you can come in and say, this is where it's at. These are your options. Explain that process.
It's always a challenge, you know, depending on who the audience is, who the stakeholders are. But if you think about the idea and the concept around managed services, right, the whole idea and the genre kind of came out of that mindset that these are services that need to be managed on an ongoing basis. They need to be delivered, they need to be fine-tuned, they need to be improved upon, and that entire life cycle needs to be managed. It doesn't make sense for a small organization that has limited resources to be kind of doing this on their own. You know, they're not the experts. So that's where we kind of come in, because all of our offerings are not a point-in-time offering. You couldn't have an organization come in and do threat monitoring and intel for a day and be done with it. It's a 24/7 process. Sure. Think about that same concept around vulnerability management. In the cybersecurity world that we live in, Sean, you'll be very, you know, familiar with this, but the idea is that vulnerabilities and zero-day exploits are being discovered on a daily basis. So the fact that an organization needs to be constantly be looking at their footprint, their network footprint, to say what is secure today might be open with a vulnerability tomorrow because a new flaw got discovered.
Sure.
So the vulnerability process has to be continuous, you know, and again, benchmarks need to be set in. So you know when you did your vulnerability scan on day one versus when you do it on day 30, what's the change, what's the improvement? So you have a way of metrics of measuring all of these services. Now take all of these services combined. These are more tactical services, but most of the directive now that we're seeing coming in these organizations are luckily at the board level. So the awareness is getting generated. And now boards are very interested in knowing what the cyber posture and risk of their organization looks like. Now, take that mandate and couple these with these tactical services, you suddenly are at a place where you need a tool to manage your cyber risk. So if there's a framework like NIST controls or the CIS framework that you're following as an organization that you need to be in compliant with, it's a process, it's a journey. You know this, you know, it's not one day you can get all your controls in place and kind of be on your way. So the idea is, how do we keep the organization on top of their cyber posture, how they keep chipping away at it? You know, it's a process, and we hope to kind of be their partners as they continue in this journey.
Well, and that's just it. It is a partnership, and that is, an organization wants to focus on that aspect of the business. Even if a nonprofit, I mean, there's a strategy. There's strategic initiatives that want to be attained by setting goals, and that's what the organization's focused on. Now, if there's a element of risk associated with that, having someone that understands that risk, understands how to manage that risk, and brings that information back to the board so they understand how to move forward and be successful on strategic initiative goals associated with how that organization wants to operate. I think that's a better perspective for that organization to be successful, especially on the nonprofit side, because they're trying to achieve a contribution to society. A partnership with an MSSP, as you're describing, provides that added value that gives you a snapshot in time, because as you mentioned, it's always changing. And the organization needs to understand the changes, but if they don't have that person on their staff, they have an MSSP, and that MSSP keeps up with the changing times, the threats, the threat vectors. If they're credible, they can add a lot of value in the longevity to that organization. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. Most of the time, Sean, we see ourselves as a very close extension of the team that is in charge of technology in these organizations, be it in-house, be it a third party that they're working with to kind of do the day-to-day infrastructure management, we coming into that layer, it is really important that we work very seamlessly with our teams and with our clients, and that's kind of where our success is. And I think given what we do and how critical cybersecurity is in that layer, it's really, really important that we work in a very integrated manner with our clients.
Well, and that's just the perspective. They're a client, and the idea is understand the client, understand what they do, and then what is our contribution to their success. Here's one of the other things that cybersecurity is the new rebranding of information security, right? And so with that, there's charlatans out there. There's these companies that, hey, we do cybersecurity, we do this, we do that, we do everything underneath the hood. How does an organization choose a reputable organization that can contribute without having to go and spend a gazillion dollars? They have no idea what they're buying. Challenge, huh?
Absolutely. I think, as you mentioned, you know, unfortunately, every industry kind of has their shares of, you know, people claiming to be more than they are. And our advice to a nonprofit, especially with limited resources that they have, and every resource and every dollar that they can put away for a grant versus putting in operations is kind of the, you know, main criteria for their success. So with that said, you know, our recommendation to an organization is really starting out with an internal exercise, knowing about what is it that they're trying to accomplish. You know, if the mandate's coming from stakeholders at the board level, if they're trying to understand what their risk posture looks like, I think that's a great place to start. Always knowing what your goal is in terms of meeting your cybersecurity requirements, getting a sense of what your max exposure is. And typically all of this starts with a risk assessment. So if anything else, if an organization wants to improve their cybersecurity posture, explore any managed services that they think that they would need or they are being told off or they need it from a compliance standpoint, I think doing that in-house exercise, you know, maybe with a third party, getting a risk assessment out of the way, gives them a strategic plan. In most cases, most of the times, a lot of clarity that then they kind of know what is it that they need to do, what's the max value that they can get out of the resources that they're going to allocate for this particular topic.
Well, it makes sense. So, you know, knowing what you don't know, and if you're not in that realm, that's where you are vulnerable just because of lack of knowledge. And so having a strategic partner to help your business be successful, but also help manage risk in those areas like cybersecurity, privacy, whatever it may be, strategically makes sense. And it's just the reputation of the organization will be based, if you think 80% of any organization's business processes, doesn't matter what industry, if you're a nonprofit, if you're a corporation, LLC, or sole proprietor, if 80% of your business processes are automated, then there's an element of risk that has to be addressed at the cybersecurity level. And so an MSSP can provide those types of services. What is it that's unique about what Guiana does that's different from other MSSPs?
So Sean, you know, every time I get asked that question, you know, we always talk about it internally in the company that, you know, how do we talk about ourselves in a way that's balanced at the same time, you know, very objective. And with that said, I'm going to take a shot at it. Is I think what, you know, is unique about our company is that we are a very unique set of individuals coming from very unique, different IT operational backgrounds, coming in with our cybersecurity knowledge and experience, and trying to really build that and layer that with real-world experiences, with what we've come up with as our core offering. So our core of our business that we, you know, that our clients are nonprofits, private foundations, and private, you know, equity funds that we're starting to work with. And I think the synergy that we bring to the table is we are small, we're nimble, and we are very, very agile. So when we walk in, there's no particular lens that we walk in with. You know, most of the times we'll start with that discovery process with the client. We're the first ones to, you know, put ourselves out of a job if that's the need be. But we really focus on the client understanding what their needs are and then bringing to them options on the table that, again, is the best bang for their buck. So I think that's what separates us. We should be doing a better job at marketing, but we feel like our customers do the best job in kind of promoting us. That's kind of been our ideology for the last, you know, 8 years that we've been in business. And we feel very, very fortunate to kind of be in that space, making those meaningful contributions, and at the same time, you know, having this great rapport with our customers.
Yeah, it's establishing those relationships that, you know, at the end of the day, when you're looking for new business or you're being recommended out, you have not just yourself to sell, but others that can sell for you. It's a great conversation. We're going to come right back after this message.
Security Services are your cybersecurity experts with decades of experience providing professional training services for our clients in various industries. We offer professional training and certification in areas of cybersecurity, safety, health, and environmental services at our academy. Our in-person and online training provides a collaborative environment where students can interact directly with instructors through live chats or in private classrooms. Visit MurraySecurityServices.com for more information.
Welcome back to the New Cyber Frontier. Saurabh, Gouda, you know, we've been having a great conversation about what is an MSSP. And, you know, we've looked at some unique alignment to nonprofits. But it's really the same. A business is a business. And so when you take a look at, you're a small business, I'm a small business, and we talk about our credibility is only as good as our reputation is with our clients. And I think that's one of the advantages as a small business that we have over the large businesses. We don't have a slimy sales staff trying to sell services that they don't even understand. There's a contribution to small businesses. I think that today in the community, you and I both have a relationship with the Small Business Development Center. So small business development centers are part of usually a city or a county organization. They're government, and they provide services and capabilities for small businesses and resources to grow in areas of accounting and you know, business plans and continuity planning, and also, in some instances, cybersecurity. Can you describe your relationship with the SBDC here down in Colorado Springs, the Pikes Peak SBDC? Can you explain that?
Sure. So Sean, this has been such an awesome opportunity to kind of be down here in Colorado Springs, and just in the last 4 weeks, connecting to so many wonderful resources here in Springs, because the fact that we're down here for a cybersecurity class at SBDC, which SBDC has been very gracious in organizing, and you know, including us in that class. So I do want to, you know, take a moment to kind of explain what are we doing in a cybersecurity class here in Colorado Springs. And the intent, Sean, was that we, as the experts in our field, you know, we're the ones constantly assessing our clients for, you know, looking at their businesses and making them better. And with that same spirit, with that same energy and intent, we wanted to put ourselves under the lens. So the idea was, you know, becoming part of this, you know, great initiative, you know, attending this course as you know, as students, we really wanted to get a sense of, you know, hey, how do we evaluate ourselves to become better? Taking advantage of this amazing resource of instructors as yourself and the others that SBDC has kind of put us in touch with. And we just feel like in 4 weeks, we've kind of grown, you know, in spades, just with the connections we've made and the learnings we've had, And again, you know, it's been quite a humbling experience being on the other side of the lens and kind of learning from it.
Well, it's interesting. So I met you at the beginning of the course. And so this is one of those unique programs that we're the first ones in the whole country. I love to say that. And this is our second cohort. We did this last year, and now we're doing it again this year. And it really honors me to see a cybersecurity company want to become part of this class. The idea behind this SBDC Cyber, what we call CYA, Cover Your Assets, is to come under the lens, as you mentioned, and be evaluated for your business processes. What is it that your business does that's important to you, important to your clients? How are you protecting that? Even as a cybersecurity company, you know, that takes a lot of courage to come under the lens. So it's been awesome. At the same time, it opens opportunities for you to see how to do things better as a small business, not necessarily for your clients, but for your business, which your clients will inherit. How has that experience been?
It's been a very, very positive experience, Sean. As I mentioned, that, you know, the fact that women in this class, you know, talking to different instructors, their point of view, kind of learning from their best practices and kind of taking those, you know, recommendations and be thinking about it, you know, are we doing this already? If we're already doing it, how can we make it better? And I think the other intent of being in this class was also to contribute back, you know, on the topic matter as well, you know, interacting with these other students in the class. We're also associated very closely with the Minority Business Office in Denver. So one of the contacts, in fact, at the Minority Business Office kind of told us about this class. So one of the things that we hope to do is kind of become a resource for the Minority Business Office in Denver that, you know, hey, we volunteer a lot of our time with other nonprofits. So we feel like we can be that resource, kind of be that extension in Denver, you know, if and when the time comes.
Yeah, and that's just great. One of the things with the SBDC as a small business coming through the program, so it's an 8-week program. You analyze, you self-analyze. You have a third party looking from a different perspective. You align initiatives and you make adjustments based on what was viewed. You then make a plan on how to get to a different place. And at the end of the 8 weeks, if your plan aligns with a cybersecurity maturity, which you're way ahead compared to other small businesses, because, you know, we've got a small business focus on they're an electrician business. You know, you're a cybersecurity business, so you've already got an idea of, you know, small adjustments that you need to make. The idea at the end of this with an SBDC, Small Business Development Center, is an alignment in a relationship with the Better Business Bureau. And so an organization that invests in the plan, the time, the resources to make sure that their business aligns to a cybersecurity posture will, if they're a member of the Better Business Bureau, actually get a cyber badge of recognition to say, hey, this is a differentiator. This is something that puts me apart from my competitors, that says, I care about my customers, my clients, that information that they either process, transmit, or store. It doesn't matter if it's a nonprofit or a commercial entity. How much value does that bring to your organization?
I think the value is in spades, Sean. I think that's the best way to put it. I think I'm glad you kind of captured the nuances of the class. From my end, being in a class, this feels like a fully loaded course. You know, being in the industry, you know, having been done this for 20 years plus, but every time, you know, I'm reading up the courseware, you know, prepping for the class and kind of taking those learnings away from the class just feels like a value add to me, you know, at so many multiple levels. You know, I was going to add and say, I wish all of our existing clients and potential clients could go to this class and take this course and see that value add that they would generate just internally. And again, the fact that this course is so accessible and has been, you know, designed so well with different instructors that come in every class and sharing their kind of real world experiences, I think what makes this course even more unique, especially in the cybersecurity world.
Well, and there's so many disciplines to cybersecurity. I talk about it. The analogy I make is cybersecurity profession is like kind of like, you know, being a physician. You go to school for 8 years to become a licensed physician. You're a doctor. So at the end of your 8 years, what do you want to do now? Do you want to be an oncologist, OBGYN? There's just so many disciplines within the medical field. It's the same thing with information and cybersecurity. So when you focus on a certain area, and especially for small business, what are the nuances for small business? They struggle with everything because they lack the resources. So that relationship, that thing that you're doing for small business, for nonprofits, I think the contribution is admirable. I'm glad you're part of the SBDC program. I'm glad to know you. I'm glad we were able to actually talk about your organization today. Any last words?
Sean, I just want to say thank you for, you know, having me on this show, as well as for the valuable, you know, contributions in the class that we're part of together. I feel, the cybersecurity is kind of the new frontier, as the name of your show. And just glad to be part of this conversation. Thank you.
Well, you know, that brings to the end of this podcast. Our guest today has been Sarup Gupta from Gyane Cybersecurity. They're an MSSP. They focus on small business and nonprofits based out of Denver, Colorado. I really appreciate your contribution to the podcast. This is Sean Murray with the New Cyber Frontier. That is the end of this broadcast. We appreciate your attendance and listening.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of New Cyber Frontier. Remember, please follow and participate as New Cyber Frontier is supporting a grassroots community effort to empower the individual in the digital age. Check it out at privacyforthepeople.org. Also, make sure to join our mailing list so we can keep you informed. If you have an idea, if you have a question you would like to hear answered, or if you just want to get involved in what we're doing, reach out to us at newcyberfrontier.com. We also encourage you to visit our sponsors' links, because they are the ones that really make this show possible. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode of New Cyber Frontier.